Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. It is 8:10 here on this Friday morning. Always fun to get stuff that's outside the box here. And Andre Drummond, who spent a lot of time in Middletown, Connecticut, and obviously spent time at the University of Connecticut before he was a lottery pick in the NBA, giving back into the community with a basketball camp this weekend. And we have Kelly Julison from the Governor's Prevention Partnership with us as well. It's a lot of energy here, a lot of bodies in the studio.
A lot of room.
And first of all, welcome. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
I have a lot of questions. I guess I introduced the trade rumor I read about, and it was a rumor because Andre hadn't heard it, but you just re-signed with Philadelphia 76ers for another year. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And just quickly, Kelly or Andre, you have a two-day camp coming up. It's totally full, and it's free for these kids. Just talk a little bit about what's going to happen this weekend.
Yeah, super excited for this. My team and I planned this from January to do this camp, and we're ready to get it started. We're done with the pre-planning. We're done with all the interviews and stuff. We're ready to get going. The kids are excited. I'm excited. This camp is going to be a lot different than what I've done in years past. In years past, I've just done just basketball, but this year I really wanted to bring in a different component, meaning one, we're going to have like a financial literacy portion for the parents. We have some guest speakers coming in. Myself, I'll talk to. My mom's going to tell a story about what it's like to have a child that's been through this town and have done successful things. And there's different ways that these kids can also find their own success outside of basketball as well. And really just looking forward to having a all around good camp.
You know, I have to tell you that, I used to speak to rookies in the NHL when I worked at CNBC. And sometimes you forget, and we talked about this earlier, even parents of young kids, they're still young. And how much people may not know, and like you came into a fair amount of money as a young person, like financial literacy and owning it is something that's really overlooked that is super important. I mean, how did you come to that? Because I think that's really a great idea.
I don't know. I talked to Miss Patricia and I said, she asked me what different things we can do to help this camp be better than just a basketball camp and give people things to look forward to for years to come. And I know for me, I wish when I went to camps, I learned other things outside of basketball. We're already here for basketball, so let's get something out of it besides just that.
Yeah.
Because there's more to life than just this game, right? And when I came up with that, it was like, all right, we got to find the right speakers to come, and we want to put the right people in place to tell these stories and share their side of their experiences to really help people and these kids understand that, learning this stuff is important.
Yeah. I think it's awesome. Andre Drummond joining us. He's with the Philadelphia 76ers. Kelly Julison from the Governor's Prevention Partnership. So where are you coming, Kelly? Like, what's the relationship here?
We were just lucky to be called. knew Pat in the past through her daughter, Logan, and some bullying prevention work that we did. But just as Andre's talking about, building out that whole student, the whole athlete, like on and off the court, making healthy decisions, finding those mentors in their life. We know that there's obviously a very critical and important connection between sports and positive outcomes later in life, like having that productive channel. And so what more can we be doing? And so excited to be talking tomorrow directly to the parents about parent empowerment and how parents can play a strong role in their young people's lives. Also talking directly to the kids about what it really looks like to be a leader, both on and off the court.
Yeah. And the benefits of, they see the benefits of what, the cars and the jewelry, but they don't understand the work and the all the stuff that goes behind it. But what I want to ask you, Andre, because it ties into what you said before, you were a teenage millionaire, right? I mean, right. How did you, cause, and that can take you, we were talking earlier, I didn't have a job with healthcare till I was 26. I couldn't manage my life at 18 or 19 with that. I would have been a mess and I would have made tons of mistakes. Like, how were you able to navigate being in one of the highest profile fields on the planet?
My mom was definitely the biggest supporter, and she made sure I did everything the right way. You know, we didn't let a whole bunch of people in, come in and have their own opinions. I kept it in-house and still in-house to this day. My mom does all of my finances. I feel like that was the best for me because, one, she has my best interest at heart, and two, she has no other motive besides seeing me be successful. So when I walk into this success and walk into this money and cars and jewelry, as you said, there was never any like fallback because I always did the right things from the beginning. I saved a bunch of money to where I don't have to work ever again. Made sure my kids are taken care of forever, and I'm able to do things like this, like come back to my community of where I started and make an impact on these people.
Now, you moved from, you were in New York and moved when you were like 6 or 7 to, correct, Middletown, and you know, and how long, so you consider though Middletown home?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Connecticut's home.
And so just talk about what it's like to interact with these kids, and you know, you don't get that kind of connection during the season per se. You sign some stuff in the pregame and whatever, right, but like to actually be with them, you know, face to face, hand to hand.
Yeah, for me, I'm seeing kids of people I went to school with, and I'm seeing their kids now, and I'm seeing them come back to my camps too. And for me, it means so much to me because I don't do this camp for the money. I do because I feel like people that I've walked the same streets with, played basketball with, went to school with, should have the same access that they had when I was a kid. It doesn't matter how much money I make, how famous I am, or who I am to the public eye. I'm still Andre at the end of the day. So that's why I come back and do what I do.
So it's full, but and is this, I just, you got to remind me, is this this is the not the first time you've done a camp, but the first time you've done this one in Middletown, or like explain to me?
I've done camps for the past 3 years now, but just not the way that I envisioned it. I worked with a company prior, and it just wasn't run the way that I envisioned it. So my team and I took it over completely and did it the way that we felt was best and what represents Andre Drummond. And this is something I'm really proud of.
And this is something you want to continue to build out in the years moving forward. We're talking with Andre Drummond, of course, NBA player, former UConn star, and Kelly Juleson from the Governor's Prevention Partnership. Kelly, I just real quick before we take a break for traffic, how are things going in your world? What's next event-wise? You got anything cooking? Or
it's a big basketball month between what we're doing tomorrow. We're headed out to Mohegan Sun for Connecticut Sun Partnership about She Leads, the intersection between mentoring and women in sports. And so just really excited to look ahead for the next month and lift up our young people and get them in the right places with the right people, coaching them along the way.
Sounds great. We continue here with Andre Drummond of the Philadelphia 76ers and, of course, Kelly Juleson from the Governor's Prevention Partnership. And there's a whole crew of people. We might have the biggest capacity we've ever had. We got 2, 4, 6 people outside of the two guests. Andre, what, like this time of year, do you give your body a break? Like, is there ever a time where you take like 2 weeks and do nothing?
Now is the worst time to do that because the season's around the corner. So if I were to take a break, it would have been early May, even probably like the first week of June. But even then, I can't take 2 weeks off. Like,
so I covered pro sports for a couple of years, never basketball. I did the UConn men for one season. when it was Ben Gordon and Mecca Okafor right. and those guys. And but I was the number two sports guy, so all the I didn't get to go to the Final Four because Kevin Nathan took that away from me. But but that's fine. That's fine. It's, that was just, he's a great friend and a mentor. But you know, I can you give people a sense of like your day, like when you're getting in shape,
right?
Can you take me through what a day looks like in the life of Andre Drummond?
It varies. Every day is different. So we'll say today. I'll give you an example for today. So today I have to go to the gym. I'll lift, work out. I have Pilates at 3 o'clock.
Is that sort of I'm getting older, got to keep the flexibility thing going?
I mean, I've always had great flexibility. This is more to keep it. Because if you don't use it, you lose it. So I do things like that. I do yoga. Cardio, obviously, too, to keep myself in tip-top shape. So my days start from anywhere from 7 a.m. and at 4 p.m.
Wow. And what sort of...
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like, and again, when I was a hockey player and the basketball guys were always so mad because they were strong, but the arms were so long they couldn't put up the same, like, weights and stuff. Like, what sort of routines?
315.
I'm not saying you can't do it, but if your arms are like my buddies who were wrestlers could put up a lot more weight because they only had to go like here. But you had to go all the way up there, which makes it a lot harder. You know what I'm talking about. You know, but like in terms of like what you need to do, I've seen in football where they've morphed exercise towards specific to what you do in your thing. In your sport. Like throwing up weights is different than you got to do things that cater to what you do in a game. 100%. And has that always been the case or has that been an evolution for you?
For me, I've never been a big weight lifter guy. It's never been my thing. I'm naturally gifted with mass. So for me, it's mainly cardio. Like I like to run a lot just to keep myself in shape because my build is meant to be bulky and that's not how I play. So I do a lot of cardio, a lot of calisthenics, plyometrics are more weightlifting things I would do besides, you know, being a meathead and crunching weight.
Do you get, someone takes you through your workouts?
Yeah, I have a trainer.
Yeah.
I have a trainer.
Gosh, I'd love that. And you have a chef too?
She's here.
So that's the thing is like, I could get in shape if I had a chef. Somebody make me something to eat. No, but I mean, people love to hear about what, you know, that the daily routine because it's so different than the average person. We're with Andre Drummond from the Philadelphia 76ers and Kelly Juleson from the Governor's Prevention Partnership. The other thing we talked about this morning, and again, his camp is tomorrow and Sunday, but like people can't come to watch, can they? Or like it's not open to the public or anything like that.
Up for grabs right now.
Okay. See how many people show up?
We got 200 people coming, so I'm not sure if we can take any extras.
So it's at Wesleyan.
Yes, sir.
And what? And the time of day is from what? It's like from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah.
And what sort of stuff besides the value added programming from a basketball perspective? Are these average kids who like basketball? Are these potentially elite players? Like, what right. kind of kid is coming?
So for me, we have a little bit of everything. I didn't want to turn anybody away. And my vision for this was to not make it just a regular cookie cutter camp. I wanted it to feel like a real elite camp, no matter what your experience level is in basketball. You know, I've had a fight with my aunt about the basketballs because I went and bought real NBA balls because I want these kids to feel what it's like to use
yeah.
the balls that we use. And we're giving them away. I'm just going to say before you do anyways, we're giving the balls away. So the point I'm making is like,
but our demographic is such that the kids aren't listening, so unless yeah. their grandparents
they're not awake right now. So the point I'm making is I want this camp to be an experience of a lifetime. I want them to experience what an elite camp is like, because a lot of these kids won't be able to go to these Nike camps, the Jordan camps, the, you know, the Kyrie Irving camps, you know, Allen Iverson camps. They won't be able to make it to that camp. So I want them to have a camp at home for a guy who's done something special and coming back to present it to them.
So the basketball is going to be some real
It's going to be real stuff. I got some high-level trainers that are coming in, so these kids are in for a great 2 days.
So you have it mapped out, like in terms of, you know, how your coaches map out the...
Everything's mapped out strategically to down to shirts, colors, names, everything.
And so you practice, then you'll do some sort of scrimmaging and all that kind of stuff.
All-star game, we have MVP trophies, we have the whole works.
How fun is it for you, Kelly, to be able to be... I mean, because for me, you know, listen... I'll talk to the governor, and then I'll talk to the Salvation Army and do a local blood drive, right? The range is, but it's not often we get, you know, a decade-plus NBA veteran in studio. So it's fun for me to be able to talk about this stuff, to be honest. But, like, in terms of your organization and the things you try to do, like, how great is it for you guys?
Oh, my gosh. This is, like, the dream. It's a dream for me as an executive at the Governor's Prevention Partnership, but also for me as a mom, because my daughter is attending, and my daughter is 11. She loves basketball.
Was there a connection to get her in, or she, you know, maybe?
Yes.
Just a little bit.
But, you know, she is not an elite player. Like, she just kind of fell in love with it over the last year, as many young girls have, watching UConn basketball. She wants to play. She's a swimmer. Nice. And so when you start at 11, it's hard. And so it's just so exciting that she gets this opportunity, and so many other kids are getting the opportunity. And I think just what Andre's doing to want to give back to Middletown, to not just focusing on the sports piece, but focusing on the whole person, the whole athlete, the whole young student, what do you have to do to succeed, not even on the court, but just in life? And those are the things that those kids are going to take with them. And I can tell you, we have four kids that I know who are going, and they are absolutely ecstatic. Nice. They can't wait till tomorrow.
That's amazing.
Well, basketball's, you know, I played hockey mostly, and so that meant in winter I wasn't playing basketball. I was playing hockey, so I stink at basketball. And hockey, the barrier for entry is higher. It's expensive. Mm-hmm. You have to know how to skate before you can play the game. But in the summertime, I grew up in Swampscott, Massachusetts. You know, we would have nothing to do. We would go down to the town court. Your mom gives you $3 for lunch, and you play hoops, and then, you know, you shirts and skins, and you play all day. And my point is like, your daughter, even if she goes on and swims, basketball, all you need is a ball and a net.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the barrier is low, and it's a lifetime sport. We just did this story on those senior citizen women who still play in a league. Mm-hmm. And I have a buddy of mine who I went to high school with, is 53, and he still plays like on Tuesday nights. I mean, like, you're giving people a lifetime activity, right? Except you're probably not going to play on Tuesday nights when you're done.
I will not be playing on Tuesday nights when I'm done. once I'm done with this, I'm done. I have so much more things that I need to do to impact the next generation. So once basketball is done, I mean, I'll be in the game still, but I'm not playing.
We have a board seat waiting for you when you're ready.
Thank you.
We only have a couple minutes left. First of all, thank you for your time.
Of course.
And
thank you,
Kelly, for putting this together. You know, I'm a huge...
Just the interview, not... That's Pat. Yeah. Put it all together.
No. And I hope it's a huge thing for years and years to come. But do you feel like... I mean, again, like, you know... Matt and I were surprised. You're 31, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but you've been around a long time, so people think you're older, right? Because you were a teenager when you started.
Right.
What is the next... I mean, when do you think you'll step away?
I'm trying to get to 20 years. This is my plan.
You wouldn't be like Horford.
If I win a championship, I don't care about getting to 20, but my goal is to get to 20 years.
Wow. How hard is it going to be to stay in the league? Is it going to be tough?
For me?
I know you got size and you got tons of experience and you've played all over the place. Right. But I mean, do you feel like, because there was a time where you went with, I think it was when you went to Brooklyn, and then you earned a couple contracts. Right. And like, so, you know, moving forward, it's going to be challenging.
I think for me, it's just riding the wave. You know, I've been able to sustain my game. I've been able to add facets to my game that keep me around. I provide a service that every team needs. So one way or another, I'll have a job, whether it is, I'm at a point now where I've done everything individually. I'm worried about winning a championship right now. So that's where my mind is now. So however I can help a team do that is what I'll do. So I don't think I'll struggle to stay.
I'm just curious. Pro sports are, it's a tough business. And we were talking earlier, there's thousands of people. I mean, there's only 12 guys on a team.
Right.
It's the hardest thing to make in the planet is the NBA. I mean, it's incredible how elite it actually is when you come down to the numbers, the percentage of participants to the number of jobs in that league. What's your favorite city?
If they had a team, yes, but no.
Middletown.
I was thinking if they had a team, then yes. But I love playing in Boston. Love playing against the Knicks, the Lakers. Obviously, the big city teams. OKC is another one that I love.
Really?
Playing. Yeah, their arena is loud.
We'd love to see you in Boston. By the way,
I've been getting that for almost a decade now.
it would be nice.
Boston know what to do.
I want to also, you know, people may have read the story but didn't know it, but, you know, you have a relationship with the new mayor of Middletown. Can you just tell us what happened when he was sworn in?
Dr. Nocera was my social studies teacher in the seventh grade. So when I came back to town a couple months, 2 months back, and I heard that somebody was getting sworn in. I'm about to meet the mayor. My aunt didn't tell me who it was. So I walk into the office, and we both double take at each other. I'm like, what are you doing here? He's like, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm getting sworn in. I said, sworn into what? So to find out that my social studies teacher is now the mayor of Middletown, couldn't be more happy. Yeah. Like, they couldn't have voted in a better guy. He's been nothing but great to me, at least from what I know and what I hear he's done for the community. So I think he's going to be very good for our town.
Well, I think the town's doing really well. Main Street looks great.
Yes, indeed.
And I think that I'm sure Mike Whalen's been great to deal with over at Wesleyan, too. And they really are focused on good student-athletes there, too. And so I just want to congratulate you and Kelly. I hope the weekend goes great. I hope these kids have an awesome time. I hope your daughter has an awesome time. And I hope we catch up again next year at the same time to talk about the same thing and maybe even bigger and better camp.
Right on.
Sounds good.
All right, congratulations.
Last thing, though. Yes. Backpack Drive, August 23rd, partnering with the YMCA and Zion First Baptist Church. And missing one more. And the Police Athletic Club, PAL, Middletown, Connecticut.
Well, if you had let me know before, like, make sure that you leave that info with me because I'll pop that a couple times and promote it because that stuff I've done. Backpack drives. I do a ton of stuff with this organization called School on Wheels in Massachusetts where they do a vertical now, but they give out brand new backpacks with school supplies to several thousand people. And like the one thing about kids and the kids who don't have to have something new that they get to own is a big deal. So that's huge. So make sure you leave me the info on that stuff. Andre, congratulations.
Thank you.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy,
StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.